Gone 10:30, and I'm pleased to say that I have Andrew Walker from the Bishop Auckland Area Action Partnership with me again. Bishop Auckland and Shieldon. Well, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, thanks for having me.
Great, and lots going on because now that the summer's over, the meetings have now started taking place again, and you look like you're going to be very busy in the next couple of months or so.
That's right. Yeah, we've had a busy summer with lots of events, but we're getting to the business end of the year now, where we're going to be asking people to vote on priorities for the partnership and set our direction for the next year.
But those of you listening, we've also got some money to give away. I say give away, but there is still money available in the pot for local groups to probably improve what they're doing there.
That's right. Yeah, we've got a small grants fund for children and young people, which we'd like people to apply for. That's we've got grants available from £200 to £500 for that. So if there's any youth organisations out there, scouts, youth clubs, schools, anything like that, and you've got a project idea, we'd really like to hear from you. And if anyone does have a general sort of project idea as well, we might be able to link them in with some of the other funds that we work with. So if anyone's got any ideas, we'd love to hear from them.
Now, of course, this is the time of year as well that you've got to start funding for next year, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, we're setting our priorities now, or we will be in November, and those priorities will dictate what and how we fund things next year.
Now, it is the public that have the say in what you actually sort of finance next year, isn't it? Because now this is where your meetings come in, and people can put suggestions to you, and they may be fortunate, and those ideas may get funded next year.
That's right. Yeah. What we do is in November we'll be going out and we'll be talking to local people, and we'll be asking them what they think our priorities should be. So at the moment we're working on employment and jobs, crime, community safety and children and young people, but that could change. If people tell us other things, we'll work on other things next year.
So what's happening in the next month then, Andrew?
Well, coming up in the next month, we have a big event on the 17th of November, which we call our forum event. We'll be asking people to come along to that to vote on the priorities for next year. But the slight difference this year is we'll be giving people the opportunity to vote online as well. So where in the past people would have had to have come to that event to vote on priorities, people can vote online this year.
And where is the event going to take place?
The event's taking place at Locomotion in Shieldon. We've had lots of really good events there. We've held forum events there in the past, and it's going to be at Locomotion at 6 p.m. on the 17th of November.
Now, it's very important that even local groups go along to these, because, as you say, there is funding there, and it's the ideas from what the members of, say, Shieldon, Bishop Auckland come up with, where this money is going to get channeled in the end.
That's right, yeah. We very much want to hear from local people. We want to hear local people's ideas. We want to hear what the issues are in their local communities. And we'll endeavour to support projects in those areas to try and address those issues.
And we've had some successful bits and pieces lately, haven't we? Because, as you say, you've funded stuff recently. Tell us all about that.
We funded a lot of projects recently. This year we're working on various initiatives. We have an employability project which helps people overcome barriers to employment. We have a discretionary grants fund for people to help them into employment. So if people have any particular needs to help them overcome a barrier to finding work, we might be able to help them. We've done a lot of work with our partners in the police and the fire service. We've supported the mini police scheme, and we're looking to do something similar with our friends at the fire service around mini firefighters as well. We've got our children, young people, small grants fund. And we get involved with all kinds of other community projects as well. So we've recently been working with the community in Witten Park to celebrate the lives of the Bradford brothers, for example. So there's, lots going on.
Now, if anybody wants to get hold of this funding and get in touch, how do they do it?
They just need to get in touch with me or one of the team. You can do that by phone. You can call us on 03000 268 663. Or if you wanted to email, our email address is bishopshieldonaap@durham.gov.uk.
And it's important as well that people actually go to these meetings, because, as you say, they're held quite regularly. They're held on a monthly basis, usually, aren't they?
We have our board meeting bi-monthly, so people will have the opportunity to come along to our board meeting every other month. And we have a forum event twice a year. So the forum event's the big one where we really encourage people to come along to.
All right. Well, Andrew, thank you very much indeed. And as I say, I wish you all the best of luck for the 17th of November. And please, if you are a young group, as you say, could be scouts, could be guides, you know, whatever, and you're looking for a little bit of funding, £200 to £500, could make a massive difference, Andrew, couldn't it?
It could do, yeah. I mean, a small amount of money can go a long way. So if anybody's got an idea, we'd really love to hear from
them. Is there a deadline to apply for this money? Because obviously, your financial year, when does that actually start? Is it April the 1st?
Yeah, our financial year starts on April the 1st. But the funding that we've got for the small grants pot is safe. We allocated that from a previous year's budget. The only deadline on that is when it runs out, it runs out. So we'd encourage people to come forward sooner rather than later.
Okay, and the more the merrier. And as I say, you may be lucky. I mean, obviously, it's not possible to fund everything, but, you know, if you don't ask, you don't get, as I say. You know, it's best to apply, and you can do that. Just give us the details of how to apply again then, Andrew.
Yeah, if anyone's interested in applying, just give us a call, 03000-268-663, or drop us an email, bishopshildonaap@durham.gov.uk. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, look, thanks, as always, for popping in, isn't it, and keeping up to date, and we look forward to seeing you next month.
Thanks, Dennis. Thank you.
This is Spennymoor's Bishop FM.